Well, we created an emergency regulation to help guide not only the jetpack renters, but any person that were to purchase a jetpack and how they use them here in the state of Maryland.
So you're more concerned with somebody going out themselves and purchasing one as opposed to a business that rents them?
Oh, no. The regulation, we actually addressed all three phases, whether a jetpack is a device that's connected often to a PWC, so we could address the PWC renters. We address the jetpacks that are not attached to a PWC, and then we also addressed the rental organizations that will be renting them to the public. So we wrote regulations covering all three.
What are some of the regulations highlights?
Well, the biggest concern we have is that this device is going to take a person out of the water. And as a boater, you're going to want to go over and see what's going on. They have a hose that's in the water, so we've kept boats in a 100-foot circle around it. So the jetpack operator, whether it be a renter or an owner, has to have a safety boat that kind of keeps people a safe distance from the jetpack person. So that was the biggest concern for us, was that safety of the person in the air and then a boater that would want to get too close.
What about the actual operation of the device and the control that the rental companies have over it?
I think you're trying to refer to what we call the thruster, the person that the way the device works is a person is either strapped into a bike-like situation or put on their feet or a vest, like a backpack. And then the owner or the person renting the device has a person that's in charge of what's called the thrust, which is how fast you actually go up or down in the water. And the person that directs that, because he's in direct control of the vessel, which is what a jetpack is called, the Coast Guard is going to require that they have a U.S. Coast Guard license. But that's a federal regulation, not a state regulation.
Is there any fear of people just dropping 30 feet?
Well, there's the potential for that, but that's why the renter, the guy who owns the device, it must stay in charge of the thrust, and he's going to be keeping that in control. Like, you can't hit a kill switch, which would drop you 30 feet directly. So the person that's renting it to you is responsible for your lifting and then your safety. Reentry into the water. We sat and watched several of them in practice and then actually had staff go out and try them. And it takes a few attempts just to even clear the water to get you up clear. Nobody sails 30 feet right away, so you have to build up some skill level and base before you get up that high. So we're not too concerned that they would crash right back down. And that's why we put the control of how high you go and how fast you go in the hands of only the renters. Now, if you own it personally, of course you can do it. But if you rent one, you can't direct that yourself and just shoot yourself up in the air 30 feet and then drop down. No.
For the average person who would rent one, let's say at a resort, and they would ask you the question, how safe are these things? What would you say?
I think right now the statistics aren't very confirm one way or the other. There's not a lot of reports of a whole lot of anything. We searched on the web and we did jetpack, jet lev, jet aviator crashes, accidents, or whatever. And you can find a handful. Most of them are, when they're first early starting off, they kind of backlash and they land back in the water. We didn't find any statistics so far. But they're so new. Here in Maryland, they've been here for almost 2 years. They showed up in the coastal bays and they started to, you know, become popular and become rented, and that's when we felt we had to put some regulations in. But there is no reports of an accident at all in Maryland, so right now they're really safe. So as time goes on and more data is built up, we'd be able to tell you more about that.
Is there any restriction that they can't be used in the ocean? Must they stay in enclosed waters?
No, actually, the restriction is that they have to stay in 6 foot of water, so that way they have enough depth if you were to smack the water kind of hard. One of the devices can do this thing that's called, like, porpoising, where they kind of go under the water and they shoot up, you know, 30 feet away from where they went in the water. We don't allow that in the coastal bays. You actually can only do that in the ocean or a place that you have 25 foot of water, because we were afraid of how deep down they would go and what they would hit. So we've actually restricted that to the ocean. So that particular activity can only be done there. But regular renting can be done in the coastal bays as long as they maintain the 100-foot clearance and the 6-foot depth.
And these emergency regulations are in effect now as we speak?
They became effective. They were posted, and they become effective 10 days after the posting. So if they're not effective today, it's like in the next day or two, they will be we would be treating them this way anyway because it was an advisory. So, yes, they're in effect now. And then we'll be working on reviewing what we put in, how well it was done as a regulation, and if we have to tweak or change anything before we place them in permanent regulation, which would happen sometime after January.